Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1283 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life. So our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we will strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I have always been intrigued by the fact that the angels first announced the birth of Christ to lowly shepherds in the field. Do you have any insights that you can share about the significance of this announcement? So our title for today's lesson is, What Did the Shepherds Think? Let me first share this account from Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 14. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. You will recognize him by this sign. You will find the baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." The shepherds' part in the life of Christ did not end with the night of his birth. How did they feel when the angels told them about Christ's birth? Certainly, they were awestruck. They were most likely quite shocked to be chosen to receive this announcement. They were, after all, fairly low on the social scale, even though they were guardians of the main resource of the town's primary industry. They perhaps were not well known for their social skills. They were out in the hills by themselves for long periods of time, and human interaction seldom occurred. The appearance of the angels announcing the birth would have been shocking enough, but they must have wondered about the significance of their inclusion in it at all. They were, as a matter of course, avoided by the general population. Perhaps it was later that they began to understand the significance of their role in Jesus' life. Perhaps even years later, when Jesus' ministry was in full swing, and if they realized that Jesus was the same babe they had once honored when John the Baptist announced him as the Lamb of God. Maybe it was then that they began to see the implications of their presence in the stable. For the reality of their job, their vocation, was one that was often passed from father to son for generations, and it was their duty to raise these lambs to sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem. This was the industry of this little town of Bethlehem. The lambs were raised to be laid across the altar as an atonement for the sin of the people. The perfect lamb was chosen and killed from the flocks that they raised. Not since Abraham had stretched out his son Isaac across the stone had a human ever been laid on the altar. And in that case, he was spared. Simply taking the title of the Lamb told the world who he was, for those who had ears to hear. Did they perhaps hear this and cover their mouths as they gasped with surprise? This babe, this man, the Lamb? How could this be? And again, how did they feel when the same man who called himself the Son of God also named himself the Good Shepherd? Did they straighten their spines with the implication of the honor that he gave them? Did they plant their shepherd's staff and let their pride shine in their eyes? Did they smile and think, "I knew him. I was there when he was born"? Would they have not also bowed their heads in sorrow and let a tear roll down their withered cheek when they knew the final destiny of this unblemished lamb? And how was it that he was both born lamb and shepherd? As the lamb, he knew he needed the caring and watchful eyes of him to ensure his safety and fulfill his needs. As a shepherd, he knew exactly what the lamb needed, and he took them to the still waters. He knew how best to protect them by laying down his life for them on the altar where they were meant to lie. As a man, he knows our needs. As our God, he knows our needs. But all this must have come later to the minds of the shepherds. They could not have known all that he was as they beheld him in the manger. All they knew was the joy that the birth brought on the world that day, overwhelming as it was. They saw and heard a heavenly host and found a king in lowly circumstance. And in so many ways and in so many times, I am left to wonder what it must have been like to be a shepherd, kneeling before the bed of hay, bringing with me the only gift I had available to me and saying, I am but a lowly shepherd, and I had so little. But here, I have brought for you this perfect lamb. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect what is most important in our lives. So encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,282 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.